Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and I really, really want you to listen up because I know we're about to talk about something that a lot of you care about. Boston's housing crunch and Airbnb. That's because, as you might have heard, last week, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh proposed what might be some of the nation's strictest new regulations on short-term rentals. His proposal would effectively ban investor-owned units in the city of Boston from being rented through sites like Airbnb. Now, in a moment, we're going to hear from two groups on either side of this proposed regulation, and we want to hear from you about what you think about it. So call us. Should the city of Boston pass this major clampdown on investor-owned short-term rentals, or might that cause more harm than good? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. But first, we want to take a look at how Airbnb itself is responding, because they're doing a lot of it through advertising. The company is firing back with a series of ads that feature some of their hosts, such as Deborah, heard here.
Airbnb paid for this ad so that I can tell you, Mayor Walsh, and my city councilor members, how important it is for us to continue hosting here in Boston and to continue to be able to open my home.
Well, WBUR's media analyst and Boston University journalism professor John Carroll is here. And John, first of all, talk to me about that tone that Airbnb is using in their ads. In fact, let me just play a little bit more. Here's the opening line of that spot we just played. This is Deborah again.
I think that Airbnb saved my life. I really do.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm just here to analyze. But I think that, you know, some people might say it's a little over the top, but the stakes can be high for individuals. No question, short-term rental revenue can make a significant impact on people's lives. But there's also no question that there's a shortage of affordable housing in Boston. So it's pretty serious on both sides.
Well, so an Airbnb is making its position known, right? That was a radio spot that they just put out. So they're using advertising here to get their message out. But they've also got a trove of data and an army of potential advocates because they're reaching out to local users of the Airbnb app?
Right. So basically what they're doing, and they do this in other cities too, they profile the people who are hosts for Airbnb or sometimes who are guests. And they try to humanize the service. And in a way, it's a misdirection play because the issue here in Boston, to some degree, is corporate ownership, investor-owned properties, not the individuals. So somebody like Deborah, I think the regulations would have very little effect on her. She'd have to pay a $25 annual fee. But other than that, I don't see it affecting her renting out a room in her home.
Yeah. But so when when Airbnb is reaching out to local users of the app, just to be clear, is that so that they'll appear in their ads or that so they'll call city councilors? Like, what are they doing here?
Oh, so they had a phone blitz about
a
week
blitz,
ago.
Yeah.
And they called up a lot of Airbnb users and asked them either to make a tape or to contact city councilors or Mayor Walsh's office to protest the draconian regulations or what they consider regulations that are too strict and too restrictive.
Okay, and some people may have liked that, but I imagine I saw on the Twitterverse a lot of people did not like
it. It went over like the metric system. So I think that, basically they've had a couple of problems. They sent out an email targeting city council president Michelle Wu. That didn't go over very well either. So they have to be careful in this situation. There's a lot at stake, but there's also privacy issues that people have been concerned about.
Yeah. So, I mean, John, I'm not sure if we know this, but is Airbnb playing sort of harder ball here than it has in other cities? I mean, Philly, I'm thinking of, Chicago, New Orleans have all passed some kind of regulation around short-term rentals.
Right. And Airbnb is saying, why is Boston so strict? Why aren't you more like, say, New Orleans? And New Orleans has regulators' remorse at this point. You know, critics there are saying, we let Airbnb write these regulations, and now we have an influx of investor-owned properties that are really taking over parts of the city. So I think they're trying to sort of navigate down the middle here.
Well, that's John Carroll, WBUR media analyst and Boston University communications professor, talking to us about Airbnb's campaign regarding Boston's proposed short-term rental regulations. John, thank you so very much.
Thank you.